You are listening to the Majestic Minds Podcast.
With a particular subject in mind, but we're just gonna entertain you. It is August 31st, 2023, so we're gonna try to get one more episode before the summer is over. So a lot of things are happening, big and small, and you know, this is gonna be episode one and for all. See, I got bars. Like
okay,
I make the music for Majestic Minds, but I don't spit as well as you guys, but I'm bringing myself there. And yeah, so like let's get down to business.
Yeah,
right. So we recently released our second studio hybrid album,
One Love. Let's go.
Love, it finally, it's out. Free,
spread the love. We did it.
Spread the love, man.
That's what we all about. That's the message that we're delivering here with Majestic Minds. Everyone is a majestic mind. Everyone is incredible. We're just trying to bring together more oneness, bring together more unity, more positivity.
One love, one voice, one unity, one language,
one consciousness.
Exactly, man.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We are all different manifestations of God into one being experiencing different realities. I'm sorry if that was too much for people who are stuck in the matrix, but
sorry
once
for
you free yourself, just bring yourself out, man. Become Neo. Come out the matrix. Get out the matrix.
Neo.
Exactly, man. Dodge those bullets, man. Dodge those haters and free yourself out of that negative energy. But let's get serious.
We're
so
about seeing through the illusion, bro. This is too serious.
Exactly.
This is too serious.
For real, man.
Hell yeah, but we eating chocolate. We're relaxing. We're having a good time. This is just gonna be kind of like a free-flowing conversation. So yeah, whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, well, we can talk about the album for a bit and then maybe Trump's mugshot and other nonsense in the world. So the album I started around, I guess the spring or winter of 2021 up to 2023, where I had a little more help with, you know, David and, you know, our friend Josso, one of the rappers in the group, was able to pitch in. And I had contacted about at least 35 artists, which went down to about 5 that ended up being in the album. And I made 50 plus songs, where only 12 were use, and just
yeah,
like the process
crazy.
Was just insane.
We really did like make a large music dump, but we're gonna be releasing some new songs that we just like haven't finished up quite yet. They're gonna be making the cut for the One Love extended version,
the deluxe version
that's coming on the way.
Whoa, just like it's
yeah. Wait, hold on.
Oh, I'm just stuck like an air within a jar.
Fuck. Yeah, we gotta work on this.
I know.
I just want to hear it.
That song is gonna be so freaking fire when we play live for you guys.
Yeah, when we nail shit in the studio. That was a poor harmonization. I have not done any vocal warm-ups. See, that was earlier today when we were with Sylvie.
No. We did an earlier good job with... We should have had Sylvie done with us, though. She probably would have...
Next time.
It was such a good idea to just have Surface as the first single for the album. The album is really strong. A lot of great songs, artists, multi-genre. We got freaking J-Bone. Badge Man, who's featured on the No Jumper podcast. We got Merc, who's in the classic MC. We got Sylvie freaking Hope Man, the baddest diva out there.
Let's go.
We got freaking Easy Man, the new and hot rapper that's right out in the streets, man. We got my boy Straight Free D, Josso, Rainbows himself. We got me in there, man. We got everybody.
Yeah, dude.
Mm.
Yeah.
So when it's a bit complicated. The full album is not on DistroKid or Spotify, but it will be, you know, in late September. We just got some songs to finish, but yeah.
You just gotta polish it up a bit. We gotta polish it up, you know?
Exactly. There's two more songs that are coming. We also got Stray 3D's friend, Little Brissy, Brissy Bree. She's gonna be on Tainted Soul. I just gotta update the tracks. But yeah, listen to the album. But other than that, what else is going on in the world?
What is going on?
It's not really, you know, a super important topic, but I did want to touch on Trump's mugshot because, like, Trump is just an interesting character.
He looks, like, genuinely, like, really, like, I don't know. He's pissed off, bro. You can tell it, bro. He's just,
he's not having
a good day.
Bro, it's like, how much money can you just keep playing for these lawyers and be bailed out of jail, man? That's gonna be like an unlimited GTA glitch hack.
Dude, you can see his rage, bro. He's like, he's serious in that mugshot, bro. He ain't playing.
Bro, it's like, you leftists and SJWs, wherever you are out there, once this man, you know, gets angry and he gets his claws, y'all better have your sword and shield.
Hulk out of person, bro.
I don't know what y'all
he's
got in your
orange Hulk. My dude.
I'm like the orange Hulk. He's like, boom, builds a wall every. No, he's an orange Hulk with Lego powers. He builds a wall everywhere over the. He's
oh my god, dude!
And then he smashes it down. I'm like, yo, GTA 6, or jeez. No, Call of Duty. Instead of having Nicki Minaj's skin, put in Trump. You would make so much money by doing that. Make Trump a skin. That'll be Trump, man. Do
God,
it.
Dude.
Do GTA. There is an idea for you out there. But these indictments and the possibility of it's crazy because, like, when it comes to politics, I don't really pick sides. I just picked the candidate or representative who really aligns with our beliefs, ideals, and what we really strive for. And with the political sphere going on right now, it's crazy, man. It's where apparently mask mandates are returning again. At the same time, there's an election cycle going on. Doesn't anyone find that bit, you know, like, oddly convenient? I don't know. Maybe that's...
I don't know, dude.
That's just me, man. That's just...
Yeah, me. I kind of find it hard to believe.
Yeah. And then there's... I don't really want to... I'm not Tim Bull on this shit. I'm just a guy that observes everything and tries to figure out what's going on. My thing is that, like, why are they so invested into bringing this guy down when, like, we've had, like, literal convicted war criminals in office that have not been on trial? I'm not saying either these people are good, because, like, I don't really fuck with them. And, you know, I'm just an observer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But, enough with the politics. White girls politicking, that's a Sarah Palin.
I'm
bro, A$AP Rocky. Was that A$AP Rocky?
Maybe.
Cool Summer by Kanye West. Oh, Kanye West was getting head on a boat, man, by his wife.
He's crazy,
bro.
Yo.
It's like, bro, are you a Christian? Are you a croissant?
No, I can't tell, bro. When he said that he loved Hitler, that was a little bit like,
oh yeah, you.
And then he like wore a mask for a while. Like, I don't even know what's up with him right now. He just kind of be wilding, low key. He be wilding out there, but
like,
but as a creative genius, that's like. I think he'd be a really interesting person to talk to. Like, I would love to meet
him. I saw him when he had that podcast interview with Tim Pool. I think his best, the best of him was with the Joe Rogan one, because you can see he, in some ways, he's, you know, a bit of an intellectual. He just probably says, like, really dumb or weird shit because it's probably normal to him. He stormed out in the Tim Pool podcast, unfortunately. But yeah, man, Kanye, man, if you're listening to this, dude.
These celebrities, it's weird how, like, the global, I feel like our focus, we focus on celebrities so much that's how, like, a celebrity like Trump became president.
Yeah, you know, you're right,
like,
about that.
We really focus on, like, figures and the way that they act, and, like, when something's, like, iconic, we idolize.
Yeah, because, like, mentioning that in worshiping these people, it's like, we're not gonna tell you who
worship people, but they're just regular people.
Exactly. It's like, we're not gonna tell you who to worship in. idolize, but at the same time, it's like, how many of these people live the lives of an average person? They live lives that, like, you and me most likely won't really have, and we should be focusing on people that are more down-to-earth, real, and at the same time, think as an average person. It's like, you can like Zesty Drake, you can like Kanye talking about getting head on a boat, you can talk about Doja Cat, you know, cutting her hair and going insane. It's like, you know, it's like, we understand those people hold some sort of value in a place to other people.
Right.
It's just like, just like, we're just saying, it's just like, be careful, man. There's a lot of narcissism going on these days, man. It's like, if one of us got hit by a bus, none of these people would give flying shit. But, But yeah, man, what else is happening? So I've been seeing a lot of my Instagram feed or Twitter or YouTube, whatever, that hip-hop is dying, apparently. I don't know how many times. Really? Bro, it, to me, it's just
not possible. No,
y'all are not listening to the good shit, man. Y'all need to listen to the underground shit.
Yeah, dude.
Where there's actual, like, reserved value, meaning.
Hip-hop is so vibrant right now. You don't understand.
Like by hip-hop is dying, you mean the oversaturated... You mean
what has evolved into something that literally runs through the vein. Like, it's gotten so big in music. Like, hip-hop runs through the veins of, like, cultures throughout the world.
For real, man.
There's still, like, freaking, like, Indian people doing hip-hop. Yo.
Exactly.
Like, all over the world.
And the influences are very, very strong. I think by hip-hop dying, you mean the aspect of hip-hop that should have never gotten popular in the first place. I suppose. Gorillaz. not the animated band.
Low key, though, Ice Spice has some bangers.
She did. She did. Princess Diana. That song fucking slaps. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, dude. I like Gangsta Boo. That one's pretty fire, too.
Yeah, and Gorillaz is
we don't gotta talk about that, yo.
Yeah. Okay. I take back what I said about those two. Cardi B. There we go. Cardi B. Throw the bitch out.
I think people have become less, they've become disenfranchised with, like, modern rap culture in a sense. And I think that's a good thing, because I don't listen to a lot of, like, radio, like, hit singles.
I don't have that choice, man. The minute I turn that wagon on, man, that's all I forget. I get CDs or the radio, man. I don't got no choice, bro.
Damn, bro. I listen to the alternative shit on Spotify. It's like, I just like some different artists. This one guy I've been peeping, like, Free Soul, like FR, like the E's are like threes, it's like 3-3, Free Soul. That guy's cool.
I've been listening to a lot of various genres from different artists, because listening to hip hop every day just gets boring after a while. One of my new favorites is Yurendri. I'm slow, I can't pronounce her name. It's like YNYENDRW or downward.
Okay.
W. Yeah, very, very dope.
Interesting.
Very dope. And then I started listening to Baby Tron.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's fucking, that dude's fucking goated. Fucking goated. He's goated. And I also started listening to some...
What do you think, sorry to interrupt. I didn't mean to cut you off, but what do you think of Mazeltron?
Mazeltron
with BLP Kosher. What do you think of him to begin with?
I've not heard of
him. You haven't There's heard of BLP Kosher?
There's a Mazeltron? What?
Mazeltron? Yo.
Oh, Baby Keem. Baby Keem. Yo, Baby Keem.
I'm talking about BLP Kosher, dude.
I have not
You
heard
have
of
to
him.
Hear that guy. Yo, he's from Florida. He has like the
from
two...
Florida?
Two huge, like, yeah, like Jewish guys. With like two big dreadlocks.
Let me guess. Does he wear gators for shoes on his feet? Likes his brown gators, man.
He's interesting. Very interesting fellow. I can see why he's popping right now.
It's Florida, man. Florida.
No, he actually has some bars though. He has some pretty good bars.
Florida is the human zoo of the world. If you want to see a human zoo or just some
hillbillies,
man, go to. I'm not gonna lie, man. Florida has like awesome places to go. There's Miami. Mm. It's warm and the women are just beautiful, bro. I gotta go to Florida in Houston, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia, man. Yo, all the beautiful women from those places. Shout out if you're, shout out
Marshall
from Houston,
Morgan
Texas,
is here.
Atlanta, Georgia, Florida, Miami. Shout out.
Shout out.
Speaking of going to places, I went to a bar in North or Phantom last week and another frat party the next day after, and just, damn, man, so many. Bro, bike ride from Springfield.
Biking too? Yeah, this man. Legend was out here biking, this mad lad right
dude,
here.
Deadass, man, bro. You guys should see my legs, man. My legs, you look like a freaking athlete. Like, bro, I make Ryan Gosling look like a fucking bitch with these, man. Listen, I walk on this thing, I pull my pants down, and then suddenly the whole stage starts to wake, bro. It's like, yo, y'all ain't been living at this, man. Like, yo, if you got Olympics and then you bring me 3 chicks and a gold medal and a cruise, man, I'm like, I'll beat that shit in my eyes closed, man, and a blunt behind my back. I'm telling you, y'all cannot compete with this.
Let's go.
Bro, 4-hour bike ride, man, I can do a marathon with my eyes closed, man, and a bopping a wheelie. Did you know there's a route that brings you through the Connecticut River over a bridge in Hadley?
Yeah, dude.
I went through it. It's next to the quarters in Hadley.
And are you talking about the one that goes between Hadley and Northampton?
Or? Yeah, yeah, the bridge. You know the bridge on top?
Yeah.
It's for beautiful. Sure, dude. Bro, I was listening to the radio going on that. Oh my, bro, in the dark, 4 in the morning. Beautiful. Oh my gosh, man. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little scared because I thought a bear was chasing me, but.
Damn, bro. Yo, I don't hold it against you.
No. I went closer and it turns out to be a homeless guy. So it was good.
Jeez, fair enough. Yo, how long has this recording been? Huh? 18 only?
And we can go for like
hell yeah. I'm not for a while more.
Yeah, I'm not even chilling. Paying attention. Just gotta make sure this fucking phone doesn't die. But yeah, man, I went both nights, man, and I went to the Pride, man. Got myself some breakfast before I went home. And like, bro, Dunkin' ain't got nothing on Pride donuts, man. Pride donuts are huge, big, cheap as fuck. You get the, you know, built-in iced coffee. Oh my, that shit. The built-in Starbucks iced coffee, and it's nice. Only 8 like in total. You get 2 donuts. And you're badass, but it's bro.
Dude, yeah, here burning all these calories for these 4-hour bike rides,
bro. For real, man. For real.
Yeah.
You know what's the funniest thing I did when I first got into Springfield? You know what? The MGM,
yeah,
and the red chairs. Mm-hmm. I literally took a 10 to 15 minute nap on those before I went straight home. I'm not kidding. That's how freaking tired I was, man. I was so tired. Like it was fun, but like,
yeah,
I gotta bring a car next.
Yeah, time. Dude, I can't blame you.
It's like, oof, I thought that was a bear, but it turned out to be a homeless guy. I thought one was an air, but it turns out I didn't really care,
bro.
I'm not
freestyling, trying though. To,
but honestly. I take a bike or a car over a skateboard. I had a nasty accident when I went on a skateboard. That's funny. John went on the same exact skateboard when he went to Northampton 2 years ago when you guys went the first time for each other. And he was brave enough to go down the hill with that skateboard and make it out in one piece. When I it a few weeks ago, I got this slash on my freaking bag. Yeah, it was so. I literally threw the skateboard in the trash when I got home, bro. I had a shock. I had to patch it up when I went to CVS.
Ouch.
Then I went to the gym and, like, the bandages kept falling off. And then it rained with the bandages exposed. It's like, nah, man, my testosterone is too high, man. I just sucked it up, dealt with it, and just went home. But yeah, be safe, y'all, on your transportation. Make sure whatever money you
get. That's true.
You don't, you know, use it all for sauce, so you save for Uber. You're getting home, you're getting gas, you know what I mean?
Preach out here. Yeah, I mean, I went skating last night in the dark. I actually fell a couple times, but I was all right, luckily.
Yeah, Sylvie was there to save you, you know?
No, I was actually just with Sage, but yeah.
Who's Sage again?
Sage is Sylvie's boyfriend.
Oh,
yeah, we were skating.
I forgot talking about my Sage, because I went to high school with the Sage. She was cute as fuck.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no. Sage is someone else in the adventure end.
Maybe I could have. Sorry, Zach. I'm kidding.
Damn. I know someone else named Sage, too.
Well, why do we know? What does Sage mean, actually?
I just think of, like, Sage the plant. Apparently. It also means, like, wisdom. Like, when you have Sage, or a Sage can be someone who, like, speaks a lot of wisdom, and they're, like an old, like, wise man. Like, someone who's, like,
okay.
Showing the way.
The first time I've heard of it was freaking Naruto. Naruto also means ramen in Japanese, and then Sasuke. I forgot. I think maybe Sasuke's a sock. What does soccer mean? Useless?
Japanese?
It probably means useless.
Damn, that's not...
Wait, have you not seen the show?
Yeah, you're right, though, but...
I mean, the only useful thing she did.
That's hilarious. I mean, I don't know about that.
Wait, are you actually going to look it up? I was joking. I was joking. What the fuck?
Playing from Galaxy S21 5G.
I was joking. Oh my god. I can't believe you're actually
gonna. Oh, dude. I fell for that.
Yeah, that should have been obvious to you.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Bro, my name. I'm not gonna say my real name. Fuck y'all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Fuck y'all. Say.
But in the Bible, it means a chief musician of David. So, like, the chief musician. I mean, I'm a boss. I make music with my homies, my family band. But yeah, there's that. And David, make music. So, me and David, you know, the chief musician of David. I got David on it. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, guys. I'm not making any sense. I smoke too much and I'm tired. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make this episode fun for you guys.
No, we chilling. We vibing. This, we out here. This the podcast. The One Love podcast. Yo, this the One Love interviews. Yeah.
Like, got stands on my groove. So, I can't say the lyrics. The song's so new. I'm sorry, bro.
It's all good. We out here.
It's a One Love interlude. Straight free deal. The beat free for a second. It's a One Love interlude. Don't act a fool. It's been what we do, what we've been through. I remember that part.
Oh, yeah.
That part goes so fucking hard.
Mm. Yeah. Both of us were thinking we were gonna like redo our parts for that. And so then when is that gonna be? Around like September, you said?
Oh, cause like this Friday is when. Yeah.
When there's like an update to the One Love album.
Oh yeah. You're right. Yeah, there's supposed to be an update. Speaking about that, what time should we come on Sunday? Cause I'm going to another rap art.
Yeah, I mean, you can leave at whatever time, but I'm going to try to go as early as he's available.
I think he stops working on Sundays around 3:05. Then I got to leave at 6 or 7 to catch the G73 to bring me down.
Word.
Yeah.
Cool. He's coming?
Yeah, man. It's cool.
Hell yeah, dude.
I wish you guys could be there. It's going to be a rave, man.
Chilling with the Oracles.
Ooh, for real, man. For real, bro. East Coast Oracles, man. You guys know what's up. Sam, I know things have been tough, and I'm happy you guys are doing your own thing. But I'm like, yeah, hold that shit together, man. I believe in you guys, man. Yo, Mosiah, you're a real one, man. You're a real one. I'm looking forward to your next album. Mm. Neil, don't stop posting those memes, man. Don't stop posting those memes. And Gabriel, you and Liam are the best DJs I've ever fucking heard. You guys kill it as DJs. I don't know what that dude was doing, but like, you guys should have been there. I'm gonna be there next Sunday. Fucking excited, man. Excited. I wish you guys come with me on. I'm going to Satellite Bar on Saturday.
Yeah, go. That sounds pretty awesome.
And Sunday, but like, I know you guys are busy. I'm in an unvoid. Actually, no, I just got I got my job back, so I'm not an unvoid loser.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I'm coming for you, hoes. I'm gonna bring all this money, and then we're gonna traveling, and then
we ain't money hungry, but we hungry for the money.
You left me when she was getting muddy. I'm like, yo, bro, David writes the hardest verses, man. His verses are so raw and fucking real, man. Straight free D, man. He's doing it all, man. He's got these single moms. He's mixing.
Out here, bro.
He's working these two jobs, man. That man is work, man. That man puts in work, man.
He's made of iron, dude.
Literally, bro.
Straight free D. He's solid gold.
Iron, man. Deadass. Did you know that stars are actually gold? Gold is made from stars?
Really? That's
sick. I was watching this head talk where, right? They use the same materials that were found in a star to recreate gold. It's not so like basically with gold, they're holding a star.
Yeah.
Like damn, man, like gold is powerful, man. Golden ninja.
Well, isn't like in the creation of the universe, there's like as planets are formed, there's like stuff is getting blasted apart from like supernova stars.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like the creation of like a lot of it.
Wait a minute. Stars, so like, all the stars exploded in the universe. Wouldn't that mean everything in existence would get sucked in?
Let's not think about that.
That makes me very sad. Yeah, I want to see universe go boom.
Please, universe, don't explode all stars at once. That's like worst case scenario. Come on.
The sun explodes in 5 billion years and everything we do won't matter for that time. But please, don't just have.
Come on, God, have a little common sense here.
Please, come on, don't kill us all.
Have a little common sense here.
If you're gonna take anyone out of this world in the next 5 billion years, just take out Cardi B, please, and leave the rest of us alone. Just take Cardi B. I will give you my life.
Safely, somebody worthless as I am to take her first or any of these motherfuckers, man. These people gotta go.
Damn, bro.
I mean, like,
these celebrities out here on the chopping block, man. Marshall Morgan is coming for you. The universe is coming for you.
Exactly.
The next earthquake, you better be
aware. Write the shit down, man. Y'all bitches are now Decepticons, and I'm Optimus Prime, man. I'm hunting niggas down, man. One bot at a time.
Slay your asses. Fuck.
Holy shit. That's crazy. Speaking of movies, did you see, who saw the Mario movie or the Spider-Verse movie?
Bro, I'm so uncultured. I haven't seen either. I saw the new Transformers one.
You did what? You bitch! What did you, you saw this and you didn't tell me? You didn't bring me with you, fucking, oh my god.
I didn't see it in the theater. We ended up just like renting it here. Like I rented it for like $6.
You still could have brought me though, man.
It was just like,
I was watching those spoilers by myself, man. By myself. Personally, I prefer,
I prefer
the Bay first, man. I'm sorry. I can't stand you G1 fans. It's not Saturday morning cartoon. Why would he not kill these motherfuckers? They kill people. In a war, there are no rules. You kill the enemy. That's it. I don't know what do you want these people to do with this franchise. It's like, it's either you just grow up, get over it, or just watch something like I get he's supposed to be a pacifist, a robot Jesus, but like they're fucking robots in the war, man. It's just not realistic. And what do you mean he has no unreasonable right to rage on these people? They're literally tyrannical, narcissistic, evil-killing machines. He has every right to kill them and decimate. It's like, your arguments literally make no sense. That's why I just don't really like fan bases. Just do not like fan bases. Y'all going for everything. It's like, you know, take the good and point out the bad, but don't just, like, manifest the bad, you know, as, like, bad when there's some good in it. It's like, y'all gotta stop doing that. It's like, IBC is soon seeing the stupidest comments ever when people compared the Bay Transformers movies with the new movies, how like Optimus shouldn't have killed Sentinel in executing in plain sight when Sentinel literally is about to enslave a whole planet full of people. It's like, y'all are stupid. You know what I realize? People are so dangerously stupid. It's like people just don't want to be waking up into truth because they're so comfortable with living a lie, because that lie, right, comforts them rather than reality. This reality distorts the lie from being true for them. And like, you know, that's not an easy thing to accept. But when you realize that it's more closer than you think, then like, it's really true. Like, you know, people hate to hear that dogs are better than cats, but they know it's true. Dogs are better than cats, and they always will be.
They're more personable. Like, I don't know. I can see why some people like cats better.
It's like, what cat is gonna be skateboarding, shaking your hands, finding enough intruders, and eating your table scraps? No cat is gonna be doing that. You know what cat is gonna do? A cat is gonna take a shit
on your bed, bro.
On your bed, scratch your face, look at you with disappointment as you shouldn't exist. And just treat you like the utterly disgusting garbage you are for purchasing
it. Yo, some cats are hella friendly though, but cats can be unpredictable. You're right. Dogs are generally more like, they're always happy to see you. Some dogs are aggressive, I get it, but dogs are generally like, dude, they want to lick your face. Pitbulls
are like the best dogs ever, man. They just have bad owners, man. They're so level, friendly, adorable, just dim-witty. But that's what makes them.
Aw, they're so cute.
They really are, man. They really are. Yeah, I try to get my siblings to pet or interact with animals, and you know how black kids are with animals, man. They're so terrified of them. My sister brought my sister to this event in the spring park where the mayor showed up, and there's this horse, and she's so horrified. She kept giving the horse a side eye. I swear, man, it's like kids and pets are so similar. You ever had a dog give you the side eye? It's like, wait, what do you do when he does it? Do you spank him, or do you send him time? What do you do when he does that?
I wouldn't do either of those things personally. I would just be chilling with it.
Yeah, apparently, I thought the Cassie before. Very, very interesting. I don't know if I could be. A lot of people say I would be a good dad. Great. Damn, it's like, well, how come none of you are, you know, willing to let me wife up and make that happen, you know? When you go, you know, make that reality. Like,
let's go. Okay. Like, y'all gotta step up. Stop playing.
girl, man. It's like, stop going after these tall bitches. Not you. You're tall. That just like play with their little tickly wigglies in their bed that Friday night. Like, y'all need to start going after real, like, shorting and be shorting. Real, like, stop going after these twiggly wigglies.
Would you say, Marshall, do you have short man syndrome? Are you like the bagel king? Or what's his fucking name? The short bagel dude? Have you ever seen that?
Short bagel dude? Are you talking about Andrew Tate?
No, dude.
No, I'm not talking about okay, I respect Andrew the fact Tate. That he, you know, takes masculinity seriously. Which is just, dude talks like a fucking 14-year-old sometimes. Fuck Bugatti. Are you going to my Bugatti? You know, hot wife sold by Top G. Bugatti. You know, I steal your wife. Am I Top G? Bugatti. I like the fact that he's British, which makes it even funnier. As Americans don't hate British enough for putting beans on toast. Why do you guys do that? Is that good?
Beans on toast. I've never had that before.
Is that why your beef looks like that? Beans. You don't put beans on toast, man. Beans go in. Chili toggins go in. Salsa.
Rice.
Not salsa. Rice.
Yeah.
Bemo or some shit.
Maybe just like tortillas. Put it on toast. I don't know.
Why would you? Why is that toast? Good? Toast. I get like a turkey Subway, but on my beans, just like beans should be just out of the question. Why beans on toast? I don't mean to roast you in the
It is UK. Quite odd, isn't it?
Huh?
It is quite odd.
It is.
It's quite odd. Yes.
Like don't get me wrong. I ain't got hate from the people in the UK. That's where Thomas the Tank Engine came from. Let's go. That was my shit as a kid. But like y'all got some interesting dishes. Like, wow, beans on toast in the cup of tea. Interesting.
Some tea and crumpets. Yes.
Crumpets.
Yes. Some tea and crumpets.
But I'm sorry, but I giving you this mindless information.
We hope you enjoy.
We did not feel like being.
You enjoyed our chat. Our just like random flow of consciousness. You know.
Yeah. Random consciousness and us being.
We could not
give you a legitimate episode. We've been busy with the album and we haven't had any guests lately, but next time we'll bring a guest, maybe Sylvie, maybe Erin.
Okay.
Could come in and talk. Maybe you know, David's, you know, mama or something.
We'll see.
We'll come with something. But see you next time.
Oh yeah, better stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Peace.